Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to look at the account?
Zip code is 95210.
95210. And your first and last name?
Excuse me. Who am I speaking with, please?
And my name is Secret. We are a third-party call center that handles customer support for a variety of online vendors.
What do you guys sell?
Okay, well, we handle customer support for a variety of online vendors.
Okay. Someone tried my account and put this number in it, and I don't recall buying anything from anyone with that name. So I'm calling to find out, you know, why my account was charged.
Yes, so may I have the first and last name, please?
Last name is E-Z-E-J-I. It's the last name.
And the first name?
Bonaventure.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
I didn't receive anything. That's what I'm saying. I received nothing from anyone. So what am I going to verify? I didn't receive anything.
Hey, could you, just to make sure this is the correct account, I do need you to verify the address, sir.
You want my address or you want a shipping address? It's two different things you're asking me. If you ask shipping address, I didn't receive anything, right? So if you want my address, then that's a different thing. You want my address. Is that what you want? Because I didn't ship anything. Nothing was shipped to me.
Okay, so I've located an account with that first and last name, sir. I just need you to verify the address to make sure this is the correct account.
I'm telling you that, I give you the number. It's 803 Saddlehorn.
And that's what the zip code that you gave me?
No.
The address with the zip code that you gave me.
Did you ship anything to that address? That's, you know,
that. So, well, I do need you to verify the address first.
No, you can't. I don't know who you are. I'm calling your number. You find my name. You know, I'm not going to give you all my identity. I don't know who you are. Tell me, you know, what did I buy from you guys charge my account? You're asking me for my information now.
Well, in order for me to further assist you, sir, I do need you to verify the address.
You need me to verify my address.
Correct.
So you have my name there, right? You found the name. That's not enough. Huh? Hello?
I'm here, sir.
Okay, so you my name is there, right? Okay. Okay, the address is 9033 Lost Middle Lane, Spartan.
Thank you, and I see that you ordered a tactical bag on September 6th, paying $574 for shipping and handling.
I ordered what?
A tactical bag. It shows it was delivered on September 10th at 11:37 a.m. in your mailbox.
Okay.
Okay, so this was a welcoming gift for you joining the Consumer Direct Savings Store where you only had to pay the shipping. And in the terms and conditions, it states that within the next 48 hours, you'll be billed $67.32, which will start the first month membership and buys you a $125 gift card to the discount shopping store.
Can you send me a copy of where I signed that? Because I don't recall doing any of that. I don't recall that. So you charged me $67.32 for what? What was that for?
That bought you a $125 gift card to the discount shopping store online.
For what? I mean, you sent me a technical bag just for the, you know, for I paid for the shipping. So you charged me $125 for what again?
I'm sorry?
Okay, so, no, get me, I'm confused, right? You said that I received a technical bag, right? Tactical bag, right?
Correct.
Okay, so, and what I got that. So why am I being charged $67.32?
In the terms and conditions, it states that within the next 48 hours, you'll be billed $67.32. That starts the first month membership and buys you a $125 gift card to the discount shopping store online.
I never did that. I never received that. So why would you put me into a membership card that I never received? I didn't get the $125 gift card.
That was sent to your email. That email is B as in boy, E Z as in zebra, E G Y at AOL.com.
Okay. So every month you are charging me this amount of money for what? You charge this like four times already.
It buys you a $125 gift card to the discount shopping store.
Okay, I didn't get that. I didn't see the gift card.
They were sent to your email, sir.
How could you send a gift card to my email? I didn't get it. You may want to reset. Has it been cashed? I never got that. Okay, so number two, why are you charging me every month for $67.32?
It's a membership.
Membership for what? What membership is that? What am I getting from it?
It buys you the $125 gift card.
Every month?
Correct.
For the new, the gift card is for what?
Online discount shopping store.
I didn't want that. Who said I didn't want that? Can you please refund? I never got your gift card. Could you refund my money, please, and delete my name from that, please? You guys have charged me for no reason, $67.32 into 4 months. What kind of a scam is this?
Hey, so with you agreeing to our terms and conditions, I can issue you a 50%, a 35% refund, and you should see that back into the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Jesus Christ, man. What a country. Is that a new way to scam people money? Just to do what you guys are doing to me?
Well, I do apologize for the misunderstanding, but it was stated in the terms and conditions.
Okay, so how many months have you, how many months, I want my money back for that period of time you charged me. I want that money back. I never received anything like card or nothing, or whatever you call it. I never got that, both email and hard card. I never got that. You guys are just ripping people off. When am I going to get my money here, madam?
Hey, sir, well, the best that we can do with you agreeing to our terms and conditions is a 50% refund. And this will also cancel the account to prevent all future charges. And just bear with me one moment, and I'll provide you with the cancellation number.
Give me all that details, and I will find a way to come for my remaining money. If you're not going to give me all that back, I'll come for it. But give me a cancellation number for me to make sure you've canceled it.
Okay, so just bear with me one moment.
Damn. Wow.
I'm still here. Just bear with me one more moment.
What is it? Damn. People are fucking stealing.
Okay, so the cancellation number is CS and Charlie.
Mm-hmm. 2633. 5633.
2633.
Okay. 2633. Mm-hmm.
7878. 810.
Okay. Are you gonna send me, how am I gonna get my money back?
Okay, so you should see that refund back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Why would it take that long? Okay. All right. Did you guys also charge, you guys go by name, Live Diamond Extra and Truly, I mean, you guys change your name and change your numbers, right?
I'm sorry?
Do you go by the name Live Demand Extra? That's you guys?
You said, well, we are a third-party call center that handles customer support for a variety of online vendors.
You guys are part of the whole thing, though, all right? I mean, you got to be, right? Okay. All right. I'm going to wait until I get the refund, and then I'll be calling back. I will be calling you guys back. And if I have to come there myself, I'll do that, too. But I let me wait and get my phone back from you guys, because I never sign up anything from you. All right, and then I never receive anything from you guys. So you guys keep, taking my money away for no reason. What a scam! All right, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
I'm gonna call you right back in a couple of days.